عشرة.
ten.
الدرس العاشر.
lesson ten.
حامد، من أنت؟
Who are you?
محمد، أنا طالب بالجامعة.
I am a student in the university.
حامد، أأنت طالب جديد؟
Are you a new student?
محمد، نعم.
Yes.
أنا طالب جديد.
I'm a new student.
حامد، من أين أنت؟
Where are you from?
محمد، أنا من الهند.
I'm from India.
حامد، ما اسمك؟
What's your name?
محمد، اسمي محمد.
My name is Muhammad.
حامد، ومن هذا الفتى الذي معك؟
And who is this young man that is with you?
محمد، هو زميلي.
He is my colleague.
حامد، أهو أيضا من الهند؟
Is he also from India?
محمد، لا.
No.
هو من اليابان.
He is from Japan.
حامد، ما اسمه؟
What's his name?
محمد، اسمه حمزة.
His name is Hamza.
حامد، ما لغتك يا محمد؟
What's your language, Muhammad?
محمد، لغتي الأردية.
My language is Urdu.
حامد، أهي لغة سهلة؟
Is it an easy language?
محمد، نعم.
Yes.
هي لغة سهلة.
It's an easy language.
حامد، وحمزة ما لغته؟
What about Hamza? What's his language?
محمد، لغته اليابانية.
His language is Japanese.
وهي لغة صعبة.
It's a difficult language.
حامد، أين أبوك يا محمد؟
Where is your father, Muhammad?
محمد، أبي في الكويت.
My father is in Kuwait.
هو طبيب شهير.
He is a famous doctor.
حامد، وأين أمك؟
And where is your mother?
محمد، هي أيضا في الكويت مع أبي.
She is also in Kuwait with my father.
هي مدرسة هناك.
She is a teacher there.
حامد، أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟
Have you ever been to Kuwait, Muhammad?
محمد، نعم، ذهبت.
Yes, I went.
حامد، وزميلك أين أبوه؟
What about your colleague? Where is his father?
محمد، أبوه في اليابان.
His father is in Japan.
هو تاجر كبير.
He is a great merchant.
حامد، ألك أخ يا محمد؟
Do you have a brother, Muhammad?
محمد، نعم.
Yes.
لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة.
I have one brother. His name is Usama.
وهو معي هنا في المدينة المنورة.
He is here with me in Medina.
ولي أخت واحدة اسمها زينب.
And I have one sister. Her name is Zainab.
وهي في العراق مع زوجها.
She is in Iraq with her husband.
زوجها مهندس.
Her husband is an engineer.
حامد. أعندك سيارة يا أخي؟
Do you have a car, my brother?
محمد. لا.
No.
ما عندي سيارة.
I don't have a car.
عندي دراجة.
I have a bicycle.
حمزة عنده سيارة.
حمزة has a car.
تمارين.
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise 1.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
تمرين 2.
Exercise 2.
ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي الضمير هو ها.
Fill in the blanks with the suitable possessive pronouns.
تمرين 3.
Exercise 3.
هات 5 أسئلة وأجوبة كالمثال الآتي.
Form 5 questions and answers based on the pattern of the example.
تمرين 4.
Exercise 4.
هات 5 أسئلة وأجوبة كالمثال الآتي.
Form 5 questions and answers based on the pattern of the example.
تمرين 5.
Exercise 5.
أضف الأسماء الآتية إلى المتكلم والمخاطب والغائب والغائبة كما هو موضح في المثال.
Attach possessive pronouns to the following nouns as shown in the example. Remove the tanween before attaching the pronoun. As in,
كتاب
becomes
كتابك.
With the possessive pronoun of that first person, the case ending in you or dhamma has also to be removed. As in,
كتاب
becomes
كتابي. تمرين 6.
Exercise 6.
اقرأ.
Read the following.
تمرين 7.
Exercise 7.
اقرأ.
Read the following.
تمرين 8.
Exercise 8.
اقرأ.
Read the following.
تمرين 9.
Exercise 9.
اقرأ الأسماء الآتية واضبط أواخرها.
Read the example and then read the proper nouns with the correct endings.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
الزميل.
Colleague or classmate.
الزوج.
Husband.
واحد.
One.
فتى.
Young man.
مع.
With.
الطفل.
Child.
الكويت.
Kuwait.
اللغة.
Language. Review. Lesson 10. In this lesson we learn 1. The possessive pronouns.
Ye, he, hu, ke, kitabuka.
Your book. Here, your is for masculine singular.
Kitabuhu.
His book.
Kitabuha.
Her book.
Kitabi.
For kitabu I, my book. These pronouns are not full-fledged words. They are like suffixes attached to the nouns. 2. As we have seen, your book is
kitabuka,
and his book is
kitabuhu.
The word for father is
abun,
and for brother is
akhun.
Your brother is
akhuka,
and not
akhuka.
An extra waw,
wa,
has to be added between the mudaf and the mudaf ilayhi. In the same way, the phrase his father is not
abuhu,
but
abuhu.
Note the following. Muhammad's house is
بيت محمد.
But the statement Muhammad's father is
أبو محمد.
And Muhammad's brother is
أخو محمد.
The phrase my father and the phrase my brother have no extra waw. For example,
أبي أخي.
The nouns which take this extra waw when they are mudaf are four words. You have learnt two, and you will learn the other two in the future, inshallah, if Allah wills. 3. We have already learnt that the word
inda
means with. It is also used to convey the idea of to have. For example,
عندك قلم.
Do you have a pen? Literally, is there a pen with you? 4. We have already learned that the preposition
لي
means belonging to. When it is attached to the pronouns, it takes فتحة.
لا.
As in
لك,
meaning belonging to you.
له,
meaning belonging to him.
لها,
meaning belonging to her. But
لي,
meaning belonging to me, has كسرة. Note,
لي أخ
means I have a brother. Literally, a brother belongs to me.
لي فم
means I have a mouth. Literally, a mouth belongs to me. It is wrong to say
عندي أخ عندي فم,
because
عند
is used with things which are separable, and relations and parts of the body are not of this nature. 5. We have learnt that
ذهب
means he went. Now we will learn
ذهبت,
meaning you went, masculine singular, and
ذهبت,
I went.
أذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟
Did you go to school today?
نعم ذهبت.
Yes, I went. 6. We have learnt that the feminine proper nouns have no tanween. For example,
مريم آمينة.
Likewise, masculine proper nouns ending with tan marbuta also have no tanween. For example,
حمزة, أسامة, معاوية.
7.
مع
means with. To understand the difference between
مع
and
عند,
remember that if you say
المدرس عند المدير,
the teacher is with the headmaster or principal, it means that the teacher has gone to the headmaster's office and he is with him there. But
المدرس مع المدير
doesn't have this restriction. He can be with the headmaster anywhere. Note that the noun after
مع
has the short I or kesra ending. 8.
بالجامعة,
at the university. The letter ب is a preposition meaning at or in. Note that
الجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة المنورة
means the Islamic University of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. 9. In lesson 1, we have learned that ma means what. This word is also used as a negative particle. So,
ما عندي سيارة
means I don't have a car. Vocabulary.
الزميل,
colleague or classmate.
الزوج,
husband.
الطفل,
child.
الفتى,
young man.
واحد,
one.